Dan Roderick's. You will be able to hear me no longer.
No, don't leave me alone.
Continue to speak. We shall hear you.
No! My sister Maya had been married to Rupert for a year, and they were throwing a party now that he'd landed his new post. Sully was there too. Rare for him to spend any time on the surface. We used to say that Sully was half fish. I knew Katie would be there. That's why I accepted Maya's invitation. And because I wanted to meet George, her new husband, the artist. My Katie married.
Professor of eccentric phenomena.
Thanks.
And no one, may I say, Rupe, has more qualifications than yourself for such a post. For you are surely the most credulous bastard I've ever known.
Credulous is a synonym for open-minded.
The only thing stranger than your belief in ESP and telepathy and all that nonsense is how someone as beautiful as Maya would marry you.
Perhaps it's all in my stars.
I hear you spend most of your time underwater.
That's right.
13 miles west of Easter Island, at a depth of 3 kilometres.
Best place for him. Keeps him out of the way of civilised people.
You live at that depth?
Oh, yeah. This is the first time I've been topside for nearly a year now.
Sully's been working closely with the Overlords.
I send them models of marine life. They tell me that it's for some museum back on their planet. I'm working on my biggest commission yet at the moment. A tableau of a giant squid and a blue whale in combat. What do you do, George?
I paint. Oh, well, no. Actually, I teach those that can.
What's your opinion? Do you think there's been a decline in the arts since the Overlords arrived?
I think that's generally accepted. A lot of classical art was born out of struggle and conflict. The Overlords removed a lot of that from human life.
So where do you look for your inspiration?
If I was inspired, I'd be painting, not teaching.
You think Rashavarek's into art?
I don't think so.
Who?
The Overlords have no conception of it. They don't understand why human beings have this restless urge to create, to reshape the world. It's a bit of a blind spot in them.
Rupert's got a tame Overlord. He's upstairs in the library.
What? Here?
He's doing research.
Research into what?
I have some pretty rare books dating way back. Better than the university library, in fact. He's reading his way through it.
The only question is why.
I imagine they find it as fascinating as I do. You do know, George, that Katie's grandmother was a telepath.
According to who?
To whom? According to Dr. Valentina Ivanovna, a pioneer in my field.
Is Katie mentioned it once? It's an old family story.